Greetings, my fellow Winject kings and queens. It's Wednesday. Please pardon our lack of episode last week, guys. Your grace, the internet gods were not in our favor in our office, in our studio that day. Like I said, please pardon our disruption in our normal hours. But we're back in action. The internet gods are in our favor today, so here we go. I have had the extreme pleasure of working with thousands of men and even people in my journey as a fitness coach even before that. And there's a complex I want to talk about today that I refer to as the daddy complex. Now, the daddy complex really comes from my understanding and learning of codependency or dependency traits and things of that nature. And so the daddy complex is really where America is right now and most of the world. We're waiting for a daddy to come and save us, right? And that could be from stimulus or, you know, just what's happening in the world and vaccine, whatever it is. There's always a daddy that needs to save us, right? Someone else is responsible for our health, our well-being, our wealth, and all of these things. And oftentimes, this stems from the daddy complex that, as I refer to as. And what it really boils down to is this. You no longer, when you are an adult, have parents. And what I mean by that is you may still have them walking around physically, yet the idea that you actually still have a parent is holding you back in your life, one way or the other. Right? If you are unable as an adult to not only take on the role of yourself and your own parents, right? So I am Angelo Sisco and I am my mother and I am my father. In real time, I am all three of those people. If I believe that my parents still exist in any way, shape, or form, or if you believe that your parents exist in any way, shape, or form outside of you, you fall under the spell of having this complex. That's first and foremost. So if you were wondering if you're an adult and want to really know if you're a full adult, it has nothing to do with the hair by your genitalia. It has everything to do with you embodying a parent dynamic inside of your brain. Now, our brains are constructed in a very interesting way, and I'm going to unpack this. The first third of our brain is a lizard brain that is completely built on surviving, a survival mechanism, fight or flight, okay? The second part of our brain, the second third, is more animal or gorilla-like, as I like to call it, where we thirst and crave for community, tribe, things of that nature. Now, the third part of our brain, and this is what makes us humans, right, is this prefrontal cortex, our ability to reason, our ability to create and shift new identities, our ability to understand and solve big problems, and also to create big problems or any problems for ourselves. And so this prefrontal cortex winds up becoming your parent as you get older. As our brains develop, it is the last part to develop as well. So just think about that. Of course, it's the part of our brain that develops last, and that is when we know that we are ready to be our own parents. For most men, and for me personally, Round 25, 26, they say this actually gets fully developed in there. So even take a look at our parents who more than likely had children young and got married young. They were only animals and acting as animals then, right? And so a lot of the young parents, please give yourself grace and understanding and also your parents and any of their shortcomings because their prefrontal cortex was not developed. Now back to the daddy complex. Most of the time people struggle in this complex is really usually comes down to this simple, straightforward thing. And if you are able to tap into this and understand it, first become aware if you are struggling with this complex, obviously, but how to resolve it is rather simple. Not easy, because it will take constant reminders, it will take constant reinforcement, yet it is rather simple. If you are looking to embark on some sort of journey for some sort of advancement in your life, struggling with taking action, the real problem is that you do not give yourself permission. Permission. That's the whole key of what I'm here to really get across today. Is you do not give yourself permission to do whatever you want to do in your life. You are waiting on the sidelines for someone to give you permission. Now, this could come up in a bunch of different ways. Oh, now's not the right time. All the self-sabotaging stuff. I'm not good enough. Imposter syndrome. Yada, yada, yada. It will never be perfect. It's an impossible thing. Yet here it is. Right, guys? Give yourself permission to go do. Do not get caught up in the result. Do not think. Just give yourself permission and then turn the brain, the prefrontal cortex part of the brain off and go do. Permission is what's keeping you and your life into submission. It's so simple, like I said, yet not easy to unpack and also to unpack and be aware of in the moment. Yet right now, it's a great time to pull out a journal and write down some of the areas in your life that you are unhappy with, stuck, wish that you were better. The reason you haven't taken the advancement, and I'm going to pull this back one thing. I bet you deep down, you all know what to do to resolve the issue. The gap is that you have not given yourself permission to do it. You are the only person as an adult that you need permission from to go and do whatever it is you want. The reason that you haven't stepped into your journey as a podcaster, you're saying, oh, I don't have the setup. I don't have the microphone. No, you haven't given yourself the permission. Oh, I haven't been able to show up this way as a father because of the long list of excuses. Great. It's because you haven't given yourself the permission. I just had a wonderful talk with one of our clients here at Alpha Hippie. And by the way, everyone, October 26th begins our next cohort of our program. Please, IamAlphaHippie.com. If you are a man out there struggling with giving yourself permission, you're stuck in your life, you're full of excuses, you're done playing small, you're ready to play big, you just need support and learning on how to create the right habits, do what you need to do, and not have the limiting bullshit block you, go up there today. Fill out the application, schedule a call, and let's see if you're a good fit for us and what we do. back to what I was saying to a client earlier. Excuses are tools of the incompetent used to build monuments of nothing. Excuses are tools of the incompetent used to build monuments of nothing. And let me tell you what, my fellow Windjack kings and queens, you are not incompetent. So stop using the tool of the incompetent. You're better than that. You know that you are. I know that you're better than that. It's time that you gave yourself permission to get out there, get on the dance floor, and dance. Because that's all I hope for you guys to do in your life, is dance to the beat of your own drum and have the courage, the boldness, the audacity, and what I like to say, the balls. Because a girl could have balls too, by the way. A woman has balls, if you ask me. Bigger balls than most men. Because I wouldn't give childbirth if you fucking paid me $1 million. Okay. Give yourself permission to get up off of your ass and do what you got to do and fulfill your life of dreams and do everything you need to do. It's all about permission. Permission, permission, permission. And keep repeating it to yourself till you got it. My kings and queens, that's all I have for you. And I trust that this is enough for you. Because if you're able to tap into that energy, the permission energy, life will give you the rest of the lessons, problems, and everything else you need to know to do next. It starts with permission, and then everything else will open up for you. Have a beautiful week. Happy to be back. I'm so excited to be in our newly arranged and designed studio. Shout out to Ryan Bucentini for all he does to make this look so beautiful and pretty behind the lights and new camera setups and tables so I could present to you in such better ways. Permission. Have an amazing week. We'll see you soon. Thanks for tuning in. October 26th, next cohort of Alpha Hippie Men. You're looking to put that crown on, baby, or you're looking to remember that you wear a crown and that you need it to be a little bit more straight. Come see Uncle Angelo. He's got you without debate. See you next week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Cast is brought to you by Windjack Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.